and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, we're going to be talking about the FA Trophy, as we'll be joined by loads of managers this weekend looking to progress through to the next round. We're going to be joined by the managers at Leeds Town, Cone, Marine, Manchester United, Matlock Town and Runcorn Linnets. And as well as touching upon the FA Trophy, we're also going to have a little bit of a step four corner later in the show as well, as we'll be joined by the managers at Workington, at Worksop Town and at Boldmere St. Michael's. All of that to come on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. But before those managers join us here on this week's edition of the NPL show, let's welcome back a dear old friend to the show, League Social Media Officer. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Before we talk about the FA Trophy, let's just talk about the league and the results from this past week. Leading the way up at the top of the Premier Division, we've still got Hyde United. However, Hyde were beaten at the weekend by Matlock Town. Matlock Town with a 1-0 victory at Ewan Fields, a result which sees Matlock 3 points behind Hyde United now, having played a game more. Big result, that one, at the weekend.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, it was an opportunity there for Hyde to get an early jump on everyone, because obviously, with it being a 2 o'clock kickoff, we're going to see at some point soon where all the top six, top seven start to break away. Hyde have missed their big opportunity to become the first one to do that sort of thing, I think.
But they're still top. They're still top. A good result for Matlock Town. This weekend, Matlock will be in FA Trophy action in the second round of the FA Trophy as they take on Mask United. Later, we will be hearing from Curtis Woodhouse. But let's catch up now with Craig Elliott at Causeway Lane ahead of the second round match in the FA Trophy on the back of that league win against Hyde United. And I caught up with Craig on Thursday. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the second round of the FA Trophy, let's go back to the first round. A brilliant result against Stafford Rangers. How was that game at the back end of October?
Yeah, really good win, to be honest with you. Obviously, at the time, Stafford, I think, were doing really well. So to beat them 1-0, delighted, really. And that sort of gave the lads a lot of confidence going into the league form as well.
And with regards to just generally how things are going, we obviously spoke just as you were taking over at the club. I mean, it's been pretty good. I'm going to suggest, I mean, how are you finding things at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's always hard when you come in during the season, but to be in playoffs, doing well in FA Trophy, I couldn't ask for much more, really. I think we're 3 sort of points off top of the league, you know, so challenging like a lot of other teams. So I enjoy the club and, really happy so far.
And how happy are you as well with the fact that, you know, the results have been ticking over, but in recent weeks you've had a bit of a stop-start nature to things with the trophy, but also other teams catching up. And they have caught up now, most of the teams with the games played, and there you are, just 3 points off top spot. So, I mean, that's good, isn't it, I'm imagining?
It is, yeah. I mean, like I said, to be 3 points off top of the league and in playoffs, to go to Wide last week as well and beat them over top of the league 1-0 gives the lads sort of a lot of confidence, and gives me confidence as well that these lads are good enough to sort of take us further forward. Like I said, I've come in here to sort of win promotion this year. Stepping down with a big decision, but I'm really glad I have done, because I've enjoyed it so far.
How tricky was that game against Hyde, given the fact, you know, you had the weekend off? I asked this question a lot of managers about the fact, oh, we're stopping the Tuesday games now, that must be good. But you, for a week, you stopped the Saturday games. I mean, was that equally as handy at this stage of the season?
Yeah, I think when you're winning games, you just want to play Saturday, Tuesday. I think it was tricky because Hyde were in such good form, so you're looking back and thinking this is going to be an hard game, really. I mean, they beat South Shields midweek, but I think that extra sort of bit of energy that we had sort of showed really as well. We were really on it on the Saturday, so it helped us. But I'm one for it. If you're playing well, let's get as many games in as you can, really. So fingers crossed there's not many 2 games off in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and that was 3 straight wins if you include the Stafford game and the Mask United game a week before the Stafford one. And that takes us to the FA Trophy this weekend. Without giving too much away of the game plan, obviously, Curtis Woodhouse has now got a win under his belt as Mask United manager from the weekend. So, again, without giving too much away here, Craig, what's your thoughts on the challenge this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they've already got some good players in there before Curtis went in, but I know he's made a few signings and they had a really good win themselves last week, like you said, but it is the FA Trophy. It's a one-off game. There's a lot of money at stake for both teams. And like I said, it should be a good game, really. You know, and I'm looking forward to it.
And just to touch upon, you know, the importance of this competition with the grand scheme of things. Like we say, I mean, beating Stafford in this competition beating Mask the week early in the league and then going on to beat Hyde in the league. I'd suggest that a win in the FA Trophy just continues that momentum, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the way I see it, really. Just trying to get onto a good run of form. I mean, obviously, the club will look at the financial side, but I try and just concentrate on it. It's been consistent, really. And, well, if we can win on Saturday, it brings in all the big teams like your Wrexham and Chesterfield as well. So there's a big opportunity for players there to sort of show these teams what they can do.
Yeah, and I'm looking ahead a bit further away, one game at a time and all that, Craig, but you've got Bamber Bridge away next Saturday and then Radcliffe at the start of December. Games coming thick and fast now. Big, important games as well. But this is what it's all about, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, I think December's a tricky month for us. We're playing a lot of teams. It's like top eight, so it's going to be a real challenge for us. But it's the nature of the league, really. It's so close that you could say that every week, that every game's going to be tough. So I think if we can come out and be in top five come New Year's Day, then we'll have a really good month.
And last question, Craig, just a call, really. Get yourself down to Causeway Lane, because this is going to be a very good game this weekend, and hopefully the sun will be shining as well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be two fantastic teams going at it. You know, they've got a new manager, new signings, and we've got a tremendous home form, and we've had some good crowds over there in the last sort of month or so. So, like I said, hopefully it's a classic, and fingers crossed for a Matlock win.
Great stuff. Well, Craig Elliott, manager of Matlock Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show, and big good luck this weekend.
All right, cheers, mate. Thank you.
Craig Elliott there, manager of Matlock Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, and we will be discussing that all NPL Premier Division tie in the FA Trophy later in the show with Mask United manager Curtis Woodhouse. But in the meantime, let's go back to the league, and a decent week for Gainsborough Trinity, a result which sees them in second spot, a 2-0 win over Ashton United on Saturday. They followed that up with a 1-0 draw at the Weaver Stadium on Tuesday night against Nantwich Town. That game in the last couple of minutes was another level. Drama on Tuesday night, James. But Gainsborough, a four-point week for them.
Bringing Nantwich back into the situation first, because they've had a fantastic week, if not a fantastic 8 days, really. Great fight back there. But yeah, Gainsborough Trinity keep their away form going, and they've become the top goal-scoring team in the league at this moment because of the last few days too. So I think this coming weekend, they've got a big, big ask with FC United coming up. And I think that's going to be a big, big ask for both sides. And again, with the fact that high dropping points, put them right into the mix a little bit this week.
Gainsborough Trinity unbeaten on the road this season. An absolute, complete and utter reverse of what we saw last season. They're unbeaten in their opening nine away matches. And there's three draws in there, including that 1-0 draw on Tuesday night. And we should mention what a good week Nantwich have had. A late equaliser there on Tuesday night. That followed up a 3-0 win over Morpeth Town on Saturday. So a very good week for Nantwich. Sees them just inside the relegation spots at the moment. However, they're 1 point behind Stalybridge Celtic and 2 points now behind Lancaster City. So a decent weekend for Nantwich, that's for sure. FC United, they were in third following their 2-2 draw with Warrington Rylands on Saturday. There's obviously been news of a points deduction since, which sees them just outside the playoff spots. But that game on Saturday was a brilliant advert for the Northern Premier League against Warrington Rylands. All the goals coming in the last 15 minutes or so, and Warrington Rylands with a remarkable last couple of minutes to get two late goals to share the points at Broadhurst Park. Regan Linner continuing his goal-scoring form as well. It was a match that had everything. But let's talk about Marine. Marine in third position now. A 5-0 victory over Liversidge on Saturday. Brilliant result, that one. Marine heading into the FA Trophy in great form. They'll need that form, though, because on Saturday, they'll be hosting Scarborough Athletic in the second round of the FA Trophy. And to judge the mood now on Merseyside ahead of this game for Marine, let's welcome back their manager to the show. Here's Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Trophy this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. We mentioned it last week, just how I think people have taken for granted just how well Marine are doing at the moment. You know, they were at step four last year, and here they are in the playoff spots. We can't take it for granted. This has been a brilliant start to the season. How's things going at Marine?
Yeah, I think we've had a good start. You know, Ben, I mean, I think a lot of people, when we've seen the, you know,
people putting league tables out pre-season, people had us to go back down or to be in and around the bottom of the league. But as I said, maybe, you know, in terms of myself and my management team, we've got a very experienced management team who've obviously, you know, we've won this league and we've won the league above, you know, not obviously not with Marine, but with other clubs. So, you know, we've always believed in our own ability, believed in what we were doing at the football club, and you know, that will continue. And let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We've had a good start. There's a long way to go. But I personally think we're only going to improve. I think we had a slowish start due to losing our main two strikers that we signed at the start of the season fairly early on. And I think from our perspective, you know, we're improving. Our last two results have been very good, not just in terms of the score lines, but in performances as well. Before that, we were winning games, excluding games, and I wasn't too happy with the overall performance. But the last two games in particular, now we've got some forward players available to us. You know, we've done well, and hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, a good 5-0 win against Liversidge on Saturday. Their away form has been pretty good, regardless of where their league position is at the moment. So that's a hell of a result, really.
Yeah, they had great away form. I think their away form virtually matched our home form. It was, you know, they had opportunities on the break first half. But what I was pleased with, it's a bit similar to the game against Gainsborough the Tuesday before, where we, you know, we had most of the play but didn't create a great deal. They had a good structure about them. But against Gainsborough, Gainsborough scored against us. And Gainsborough were very good on the night. And we panicked. We went into panic mode. And we had to stress the lads. It was 0-0 at half-time. You know, we had to stay calm, keep doing what we've been doing. Made a little tweak in midfield. And I think in all the Northern Premier League games I've seen and I've been involved in, I think the first goal is so important in games in the main. We managed to get that, which gave us a little bit of confidence and knocked them a little bit. And we managed to go on and win the game.
So third in the league table now as we head towards the end of November. And you've touched upon, you know, your coaching staff is experienced, your experience. There's some players there with experience as well of promotion. What's your expectations now for this season? Are you keeping a lid on things at the moment? Because, you know, here we are. Everyone could do their predictions at the start of August, but this is the actual league table now at the end of November.
Yeah, I think, as I said, we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. I know we're third, but I think there's only about 3 or 4 points between third and about 10th. So, you know, I hate cliches, but, you know, you use them for a reason. And I think we just got to concentrate on the next game and concentrate on ourselves. People keep asking me, you know, in other interviews around the opposition. There's no bad sides in this division. Anyone can beat anybody, as it's been proven many times already this season. We just got to concentrate on ourselves, look at the next game, see where that takes us. I'm not making any predictions. I'm sure the supporters will be in terms of top 10, you know, maybe playoffs, whatever. But from our perspective, it's just about the next game and keep improving. I think that's the key thing with us. We need to keep improving. As I said earlier, there's a lot of good football teams. We just got to keep improving internally. I've also got to keep working from a staff perspective on trying to improve the squad, and that's what we will continue to do.
And obviously the next league game, which is in a couple of weeks' time, well, a week Saturday, is Hyde United at home.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big game, isn't it? I mean, Scarborough first and obviously the Liverpool Cup 2 in the middle. But that is a big game, isn't it? And a very important one at the end of November.
Yeah, it's what we're in it for, though, isn't it? Scarborough, a great game at home. Watched them on Tuesday. Beat a good Buxton side. So, and then obviously Hyde, who are currently, you know, doing fantastically well. You know, people talk a little bit about us doing well, but I think Hyde are doing absolutely superb as well. And they're currently top of the league and had some fantastic results. To go up to South Shields and win is a great result. So again, yeah, a great game at home. So to have Scarborough at home, Pilkington at home, and then Hyde at home in a week, great for the football club. And these are the games that we wanted to be involved in. We got relegated a few years back. And, you know, we've managed to have a great cup run in the FA Cup, another good cup run, a promotion. And now we've got a top-of-the-table clash next weekend. So, we're really looking forward to it. And we'll see what that brings.
Yeah, certainly a spring in the step, I'm going to suggest, at the club at the moment, that's for sure. And just obviously, we've got you on as well to talk about the FA Trophy. Scarborough this weekend, what a result in the last round against Basford. We know about Marine's cup pedigree of recent years. This is a tough game, but it is at home. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge this weekend against Scarborough?
Yeah, well, if you look at Scarborough, I think they're probably the form team in the Conference North at this moment in time. I watched them on, as I said, on Tuesday night, and so well coached. You know, it was great to see
a team as well coached as what they are in terms of in and out of possession. Everybody knew their roles. The front three are very lively. Two lads in midfield, thought Maloney was excellent in the game. And the back five in the game all knew their roles. You know, they've got a very disciplined way of playing. As I say, well coached. It's going to be a real tough game for us, but it's another challenge. It's another tactical challenge. It's another technical challenge in terms of their ability on the ball. And it's another great game for the club, you know, and as I said previously, and you know, the FA Trophy and FA Cup pedigree that we've had over the last few years, they've brought massive challenges for us as a staff and as a playing squad. And we're really looking forward to welcoming a very good Scarborough team.
And certainly, it's brought challenges, but it's also brought brilliant attendances. And Saturday attendances at Marine have been sensational, haven't they, in the last few weeks or so? Over 1,000 for Whitby, for Belper, for Liversidge. The only one that wasn't recently was Radcliffe. But in fairness, I think that was the 15th time you played them this season. So, you know, it got a bit tired probably. But hoping for a big crowd this weekend against Scarborough?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I know Scarborough fans travel well. They were there on a very cold Tuesday night in Buxton. So I'm sure they'll be coming to Merseyside on Saturday. You know, definitely in their hundreds. We played them a few years back when I first arrived at the club, and they were very well supported. Big football club. So, yeah, expecting a big gate. We've, as you say, from probably 3 or 4 years ago, we're averaging about 350. We're now averaging about 1,250. So, yeah, we're on the up in terms of the football club. But as I said before, no, we've got to make sure we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. Don't get too carried away. We've got a lot of improving to do on and off the pitch. What we've got to make sure as a football club is that we continue to do that. And we will, you know, we won't get complacent in any way. We will continue to push the football club on and off the pitch. And that's the most important thing now.
Great stuff. Well, Neil Young, manager of Marine, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. And a big, big good luck this weekend against Scarborough.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, mate.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Marine in third, in fourth position, got Radcliffe, James. Radcliffe, a 4-2 win over Guiseley on Saturday. Everyone must be delighted at Stainton Park at the moment.
Yeah, well fought. Come back in that game as well. Guiseley took the lead early on, but Jim Carrigan, coming back from injury, helped seal the points there. Great first strike from Jude Olbio, second in two games.
So Radcliffe in fourth, Matlock are in fifth. Then we've got FC United. They hosted KSK Beveren in the Phoenix Trophy, and a cracky crowd and some brilliant goals there. I urge you all to track them down on the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel. Some stunning goals on Tuesday evening. But Matlock complete the playoff positions, and FC United now outside the playoffs, 5 points off top spot. South Shields are in seventh on the same number of points now as FC United. South Shields with a 2-1 win against Belper Town. Belper Town didn't make it easier for South Shields, though.
No, coming into the second half of the game, is looking to try and get the late equalisers. Obviously, a penalty in the 70th minute brought them back into the game. But a snap header from Motley Henley was enough to win the match.
Let's touch upon the team in eighth position. That's Warrington Town. They were beaten, though, at the weekend by Mask United. Good result, that one, for Mask. Sees them up to 15th position. And it seems like a good time, actually, to welcome back to the show now Curtis Woodhouse. He was announced a couple of weeks ago as manager at Mask United. And that result on Saturday was Curtis's first victory on the board for his new club. And let's welcome now Mask United's new manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Curtis Woodhouse. Well, Curtis, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about results on the pitch and the FA Trophy this weekend, big congratulations on your appointment at Mask. How are you settling into your new role?
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be back. It's been a hectic 10 days, shall we say. But yeah, finally my feet again, and I'm really enjoying it.
And you were quick to make some acquisitions for the squad as well. So it wasn't just about introducing yourself and that kind of thing. You also had in mind about bolstering the squad. So it has been a bit frantic, hasn't it, at the club?
Yeah, definitely. I felt the team needed a bit of help. They were quite low on numbers. And I thought the identity of the squad needed changing. We had quite an old squad, really. And I felt like we needed to inject a bit of youth and a bit of pace and a bit of energy into the side. So I was straight on the job.
Two weeks or so into the job, how do you think things have settled now? Are you happy with the new introductions to the club and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think we've done a lot of work in a short space of time, which I'm really happy about. You know, I'm not one of them that I've found before. Sometimes you can let things drift for weeks and weeks when you knew the answer ages ago. So I think as soon as you know the answer, you have to act on it. And we've done that. So I'm really happy with what we've done. We had three games already. I mean, the first game was a real baptism of fire back into management. I think there's 91 minutes gone and we're 2-1 up. 94th minute, we've ended up losing 3-2. So on the way home, I was thinking, God, what have I done getting back into this? So it's been, it's been a baptism of fire. But yeah, it's great to be back in and I'm enjoying it.
That is a baptism of fire, isn't it? To concede two late goals like that. You must be pleased with the win against Warrington away from home. Is that the true reflection now of where you see things?
Yeah, well, I think if I looked at the opening game, so we had Saturday at home against Atherton, that was my first game in charge, and we played brilliant. We really did play well. And somehow, I've never been involved in a game like that in my life where we've dominated and lost 3-2 like that. It still to this day, I've got no idea how we lost that. And we, like I say, we played excellent. And we followed that up on Tuesday against Lancaster, where we were really, really poor. Really poor. And I kind of felt like I got over them two games, I got a really good overview of where we're at as a squad. So even though we got two negative results, I think it was a bit of a blessing in disguise. I kind of knew where we needed to strengthen. A few things that I kind of already knew were highlighted to me. And then we rolled into the game on Saturday away at Warrington, who I think were third in the league at the time. And we beat them 1-0 and kept our first clean sheet of the season. So it was good. It was good to get on the training ground and work on a little bit of shape, a few counter-attacking patterns that I wanted to see. And we put it into practice against Warrington. So I was really, really happy with that. And over the three games, I think I've seen us the good, the bad and the ugly. So I've seen a little bit of everything.
And what's the atmosphere in the dressing room like after that win? Because... like we touched upon here, you've come in, you've made some signings, you've kept some players as well. I mean, you know, Adam Boyes is you know, a cracking player, isn't he, for example. So are you seeing all that gel together now?
Yeah, definitely. I think we can build on it. We can grow from that. Obviously, we've got the FA Trophy on Saturday and we've got about, I think we've got seven that are out that are cup tied. So I'm close to registering myself for that game. So that's... We lose a little bit of momentum, but on the flip side of that, we've been able to get two training sessions in this week. We're training again tonight, so they'll be valuable for us. My MO when I first came into the job was to try and keep the team in the league, so still plenty of points to play for, and I fully expect we'll be able to do that.
Because that's the thing, isn't it, about Mask? It's a club that's come a very long way in a short space of time. And you know this level of the game very, very well, obviously, Curtis, and it is a big leap up, isn't it? But they've had a decent start to the campaign. So are you optimistic that it is a consolidation year at the club now?
Yeah, definitely. You look at who came up the year before. So you've got Belper that came up, who are bottom of the league, and Liversidge, who I think are second or third from bottom of the league. So it just shows the massive jump from the league below to the Northern Premier. I do think it's a big, big jump. And a lot of teams are finding that out. Like I said, especially Belper and Liversidge. Liversidge won the league last year and Mask came up through the playoffs alongside Belper. So it does show that there's a big old jump into this level. And, you know, so far the lads have done great. We have got a lot of quality in the squad and I fully expect us to cement our place in the league this season and then hopefully build for next year. But you're right, the club has come a long way in a short period of time. So it's not just the playing squad that needs to catch up. It's everything else as well. And the club are working really hard behind the scenes to improve the training facilities, improve the pitch, improve the match day experience. So I feel like I'm involved in quite a good project here. So that's what really excites me about the job.
And it is a very good committee there, isn't it? I mean, I've always had a nice warm welcome whenever I've gone up to Mount Pleasant. It is a good club to be a part of, like you say, with a bit of forward thinking as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they can't do enough. I know I've only been here 2 weeks, but they can't do enough for me, really. And everyone around the place has been brilliant and welcomed me with open arms and made me feel really, really at home. So, yeah, so far, so good.
Good stuff. Let's touch upon the FA Trophy then. Like you said, cup ties and that kind of thing. Without doing Craig Elliott's homework or anything like that, what's your thoughts about Matlock this weekend in the FA Trophy?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good side. They're a well-established side. They're right up there last year and they've got the basis of a really, really good squad, which Craig's added to. And yeah, it'll be a really, really tough game for us. We're under no illusions there. But we've got to go there and acquit ourselves well. You know, although we have got a lot of players cup tied, we're still going there full of ambition. We're going to have to rejig a few things, but we go prepared. Like I said, we've trained Tuesday, Thursday. So we go into Saturday with no excuses. Of course, we would like to be stronger. But that's not an excuse at all. I expect us to go there and perform and put on a good show.
And last question, Curtis. You've already said it, really, but how much are you enjoying your time at Manchester United and getting back into the swing of things? How much are you looking forward to the challenges that are coming up as well?
Yeah, it's good to be back. I felt after COVID and everything, I definitely felt I needed the break. I think COVID affected everything in loads of different ways. I became a little bit disillusioned with what's happening in football. So I felt I needed a break, but it's good to be back refreshed and ready to get stuck in again. Can't wait.
Great stuff. Well, Curtis Woodhouse, manager of Manchester United, a big, big thank you for joining us once again on the MPL show, and a big good luck this weekend.
Cheers, Ben.
Curtis Woodhouse there, manager of Manchester United, there speaking to us here on this week's edition of the Pitching in NPL show. So, FA Trophy, second round this weekend, Matlock Town hosting Manchester United, and we'll have a few more interviews as well shortly with regards to the second round of the FA Trophy. Warrington Town in eighth, Bamber Bridge there in ninth, now on the same number of points as FC United, South Shields, and Warrington Town. That's how congested it is at the moment outside the player positions. Bamber Bridge getting back to winning ways on Saturday, James. A 3-0 win at Atherton Coles.
Yeah, a great 3 points there, considering how Atherton Coles have been playing. They've broke Atherton's streak of 8 unbeaten.
That's the top half of the table. Let's just cover off the bottom half, because we mentioned the great result for Nantwich Town against Morpeth and that draw against Gainsborough Trinity as well midweek. So it was a good week for Nantwich Town. Good Saturday for Stalybridge Celtic. A 3-0 win against Stafford Rangers. An epic result, that one. They have been threatening, that Stalybridge Celtic. They just needed to score. And they certainly got some goals from Raul Carrera on Saturday afternoon, that's for sure. So Stalybridge Celtic with 3 goals and 3 points on Saturday. Also getting 3 points on Saturday, Lancaster City, a 2-1 win at Whitby Town. Important results, given the fact that Nantwich picked up 4 points this past week. And Stalybridge Celtic this weekend will be travelling to Atherton Coles. And the gap between those two teams at the moment is 5 points. So big, big game, that one. And we did suggest, didn't we, on the monthly show, that there was that possibility that I think we highlighted Lancaster and Whitby at the time, that gap that had opened up between the bottom six and the rest of the division could close, and it was important that those teams at the bottom end of that top pack of sides at that point kept on winning. But that's not happened, which makes Atherton Coles against Stalybridge Celtic a very, very intriguing game this weekend back in the league. There's other matches as well. Nantwich Town, they'll be travelling to Radcliffe. Whitby Town, they'll be travelling to Belper Town. I'm going to suggest that's a very, very important game for Belper Town. Ashton United, they'll be hosting Bamber Bridge, while South Shields will be taking on Stafford Rangers. Just 1 point separating those two teams at the moment. South Shields, though, have 4 games in hand over Stafford Rangers. So a very, very important game, that one, at Mariners Park. But call me biased, I'm going to suggest game of the day is taking place at Broadhurst Park, FC United against Gainsborough Trinity. And I'm saying that as well because the World Cup begins this weekend, James, and that brings some exciting opportunities for non-league football clubs, doesn't it?
It does indeed. I mean, obviously, for the World Cup, it just gives the league a great opportunity to promote themselves a little bit into the spotlight.
So get yourself to a non-league game, and in particular, get yourself down to a Northern Premier League match this weekend. The npl.co.uk, the website to go to for all the fixtures and kickoff times. Just to mention as well, for the second round of the FA Trophy, there's a couple of managers who we've not got on this week's show because we've had them on recently. Warrington Town will be hosting Guiseley this weekend. That's an important game, isn't it, for both clubs after defeats this past week in the league, just to get things going again with a decent trophy run. And also, big good luck to Lancaster City. They're travelling to Chester this weekend. Lancaster City in good form, so fingers crossed for Mark Fell's side this weekend in Cheshire. But we're going to be catching up with a couple of more managers in a second as well to discuss more about the FA Trophy. But James, just before you go, just a quick plug for the social media channels and where people can keep up to date with everything that's going on this weekend in the Northern Premier League.
So on Twitter, it's @NorthernPremLeague, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, Official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big, big thank you for joining us this week. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
No worries, Ben. Thank you.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. And we've got loads of interviews coming up for the remainder of this week's NPL show. Later, we're going to have a bit of a step four corner as we'll be joined by the managers at Workington, Worksop Town and at Boldmere St Michael's. All of that to come later in the show. But before that, let's have a little marathon of interviews with regards to the second round of the FA Trophy this weekend. And kicking things off, AFC Fylde, formerly of this parish, but now the National League North, they'll be hosting Step 4 side from the West Division, Colne. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Colne. It's a big welcome back to the show, to Phil Brown. Well, Phil, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, before we get to this weekend's mammoth game in the second round, let's talk about the mammoth game from the first round of the FA Trophy. What a result against Warrington Rylands, 5-0. How was your afternoon?
Well, obviously very, very good. To be fair, it was probably our best performance of the season, which, you know, reflects the result. Went in as the underdogs in terms of on paper, but always felt we had a chance being at home and, you know, knowing what the lads can do and what they're capable of. And we, from the first minute, because we scored in the first minute, we were, you know, we controlled the game, really. Obviously, we didn't expect to go in 4-0 up at half-time and eventually win 5-0, but, you know, we worked really hard. The intensity was really good. The quality of our play was good. And I think we unsettled Rylands. Goals change games, you know, so obviously scoring in the first minute settled us down and maybe rattled them a little bit. But I think we were worthy winners and, you know, it was a superb performance from the lads.
And I think we said this last time, just about how good it's been in the FA Trophy, because you'd beaten Hyde in the previous round, you'd beaten Consett, and those performances weren't necessarily being transferred back into the league. But since the Warrington Rylands result, there's two draws and a very good away win at Newcastle Town. So, I mean, that is transferring it across to the league, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And before that, we won 1-0 away at Glossop as well. So we took that into a little mini run that we're on. To be fair, Ben, we had a chat. I think that what was happening was, because the certainly early part of the season, cup games are, you know, every couple of weeks, whether it's the FA Cup or whether it's the FA Trophy, obviously depending on how far you go. When we were coming back into the league programme, there seemed to be a lot more pressure on the league games than there was the cup games, because we'd either dropped behind and dropped in the league table because maybe some of the teams had been knocked out, so they were clocking up points. And also, you know, the highs of winning in the cup, you know, sometimes, you know, we weren't quite getting the emotions right and the balance right when we were going into the league. So it was a bit of a mixed bag, really. So we had a chat and just said, look, let's take each game as it comes. Let's not look at the big picture in terms of the league table. You know, let's treat the cup like we're treating the league and vice versa, and let's see where we go. And, you know, I did feel that we were putting undue burden on ourselves by trying to win league games in between cup games, but really putting a scrutiny on it. So we took, you know, without saying we didn't want to win. Of course we want to win, but we just, you know, didn't build the league games up maybe as much as, or we're not building the league games up now as much as we were doing. And that's sort of like aligned with an unbeaten run of five and four clean sheets in five, you know. So, yes, we've drawn a couple in there, but we've had two great away wins at Glossop and recently Newcastle. So hopefully we've turned a bit of a corner in terms of our league form.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, Phil, I'm going to have to bring up what's coming up down the track, because I've just looked at the fixtures to come and I'm like that going, I feel like I need to go to Phil's house and just give him a big hug at this point. we will get to the FA Trophy. But after Fylde, you've got Leek Town away, Macclesfield at home, 1874 away and Workington at home. That is a horrendous run, isn't it? But you've beaten Warrington Rylands 5-0. You've beaten Hyde, who were currently top of the NPL Premier Division. So nothing to fear, really, is it? One game at a time and take each game as it comes.
I know what you mean. On paper, it looks a tough run, and it is a tough run. But this division is tough, and everybody's beating everybody. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So realistically, you know, we're in the same league. Yes, league positions are differently. But like I said before, you know, we go into every game thinking we can get something out of it. I mean, the league game, they're in a great run of form, aren't they? I think they've won the last six on the spin. They've got to lose sometimes. Macclesfield, we all know what they bring and what they've got in their changing room. And 1874, I think, we were the first team to beat them in the league. I think we've played them twice already this season. We knocked them out of the FA Cup, and we were the first team to beat them in the league. They're a good team, don't get me wrong, but what I'm trying to emphasise is, you know, there's nothing to fear if we deliver what we can deliver. So that's how we approach it. But listen, I get what you're saying. On paper, it looks like a real tough run of fixtures, yeah.
But before that, filed, let's get to the FA Trophy then this weekend. An away game. What's your thoughts on this one? Because, like you said, you just want to keep this going. You know, the trophies, it's on an equal with the league here with results, just keeping that momentum going. Tough game, but what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a one-off, isn't it? You know, let's get it right. It's a one-off. It is a tough game. It's probably, I would argue, the toughest game that we could have possibly got in this round. You know, I know that the outside the playoffs in their league, but they've got games in hand because of their cup runs. If they win the games in hand, I'm certainly sure that they go top or second. They've had a great, you know, FA Cup run. I've watched some highlights. I thought they were very unlucky at Gillingham midweek, but it is what it is. Football, you don't always get what you deserve. But we go into it, you know, looking to enjoy the day. It's great for the lads. It's going to be a good experience for some, certainly some of the younger ones. It's going to be nice for some of the older ones, like people like Glenn Steele, who's my player assistant, who's going back to an old club, albeit it's not at Kelemere Park. It's at the new ground. So we're just going to give it a go. We'll have a game plan, like I said to you, about Rylands and Hyde. And we'll just give it a go and see what happens. We're certainly not fearful, but we are respectful. We understand that they're a good team, and you know, the way they play is very expansive, and we're going to have to be on our mettle to say, you know, we're going to be in top form. But you never know, dear. You never know, and we can just go and do our best, and hopefully give the fans, you know, a good day in terms of, like, at least they can see their team putting 100% in. And you never know, Ben. That might be good enough.
No, absolutely. Well, Phil Brown, manager of Colne, big good luck this weekend. It's been a cracking run thus far. Just a final question, just before you go. It comes across, but looking forward to this next game and this competitive few weeks coming up as well for the club. This is what you're involved in football for, I suppose. Challenges like this. This is what it's all about. How much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, really looking forward to it. You know, I think I said this before. You love pitting your wits against other coaches and managers. And then when you go, you know, sort of like in with teams against, you know, we're in a higher standard, you know, it becomes even more enthralling, engaging and challenging, you know. So really looking forward to the file game, looking forward to my players walking out, backed by a good following from Colne. And then the league games, listen, we're trying to climb the table. We are taking one game at a time, but with my manager's hat on, we're trying to climb the table. And that means we've got to put points on the board. So therefore, we've got to, well, take some out of every game we play, hopefully.
Well, Phil Brown, manager of Colne, big good luck this weekend. Big good luck in the coming matches as well, back in the league. And catch up very soon.
OK, thanks, Ben.
Phil Brown there, manager of Colne, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Next up for our interviews with regards to the FA Trophy this weekend, let's go to Leek Town. Leek Town of the West Division will be travelling to another team formerly of this parish, Chorley, who are also very much a part of the National League North at the moment. Leek Town in the West Division, though, of the NPL are having a very, very good season indeed. And let's hear the mood now at the Staffordshire side ahead of this FA Trophy match in Lancashire on Saturday. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Leek Town manager. Here's Neil Baker. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the second round of the FA Trophy, let's just go back to the back end of October and that brilliant victory over Worksop Town in the first round. Worksop in good form heading into that game. So a very, very good victory. How was it?
Tough. As you say, they're a terrific team. Full of good players. And we knew we needed to play very well to win the game. Of course, there was a rumpus over an early goal that Worksop thought they'd scored. And so did most people at the ground, Ben, to be fair. But the two most important people, the linesman and the referee, deemed it not to be a goal. So, you know, we moved on. We played really well, got ourselves 2-0 in front, and then conceded a late penalty. But it was a real tough game, and I have every admiration for them as a club and as a team, they're going places.
And with regards to this run you're on at the moment, I mean, you know, beating Worksop in the round before that, you beat Atherton Coles of the NPL Premier Division, you beat Coleshill. I mean, it's been a good run, hasn't it, in the FA Trophy, heading into this game with Charlie?
It really has. And when I look at the teams that we beat, Coleshill, Atherton and Worksop, they've all gone on really good runs since we beat them, which makes the results even better. So, you know, we played well in all three of the games. Like I say, I had a little bit of luck along the way at Coleshill, a last-minute goal, which took the game to penalties. Atherton was particularly good away performance. So, yeah, we go into the game in good spirits.
Now, with these big games, you could be, you know, forgiven as a squad for taking your eye off the ball and, you know, dropping points and that kind of thing when it comes to, you know, returning back to league matters. But you really haven't at league. It's a formidable run you're on at the moment, not just in the trophy, but the league as well. What's it like at the moment being manager of this side?
Well, it's exciting and enjoyable. Any manager will tell you the same when you're winning football matches. Your job becomes that much easier. It really does. The players are buying into what you do. They're getting on with it. They're playing with confidence because that's what winning games does to you. But the other thing is we've had some really tough matches in the last fortnight. The week before last, we went to Trafford and Witton, won both games, which could have gone either way. Then we played Clitheroe on Saturday, and that was a terrific advert for the league then. And again, another game that could have gone either way. On Tuesday, we played a very competitive and willing Widnes side, and we won the game 3-0, which looks comfortable, but I can assure you in the first half it was anything but that.
Well, we saw with Widnes, didn't we, against Workington at the weekend, that even though they're bottom, exactly, of the league, they do pack a punch, don't they? And so you're second in the league table at the moment. Obviously Macclesfield do have a game in hand, you're 1 point behind them, but generally this side of Christmas, as we head towards the end of November and the festive period, it's shaping up to be a pretty good season for Leek, but you can't take your eye off the ball, can you? You know, what I said earlier about no dropping of performances, you've got to continue that, but that's easier said than done.
Well, that's what I've said to them. It doesn't matter who we play. And in this league, every week you get a tough game, a competitive game. And most sides can beat you on a good day. And what we do is respect the teams that we play. Not fear them by any means, but we respect every team we play because we know on the day, if they turn up, we're going to have to play well to win it. And that's been proven in the last fortnight. So we know where we are. We know what we have to do. And as I said, the players are buying into it. And they take nothing for granted.
Let's talk about the FA Trophy then. That's the league, which you can park for this weekend. Charlie, what's your thoughts on this one? I'm imagining with the weather outside, it's going to be a bit of a heavy one, this one, isn't it? But, I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge this weekend at Victory Park?
It's really exciting for us. We know it's a tough fixture, the two leagues above us, but we also know we're in good form. They are as well, particularly at home. They don't lose at home or haven't lost at home in the league this season, so that makes the fixture even tougher for us. But we're looking forward to it. As I say, we respect them for where they are, full of good players, and they're at home, so we're really up against it. But we're looking forward to it. It's a real challenge, one that if we play well, we've got a chance of overcoming. That's how we're going into the game, Ben.
And what would it mean, do you feel, Neil? Really easy question, this, I suppose, but what would it mean to get through to the third round, given everything you've achieved thus far this season at the club? This would put this season on the map already, I feel, at this point.
Yeah, the people, the statsmen at the club tell me we haven't been this far for a while. We enjoy playing in the FA Trophy like all the non-league clubs, but we haven't had a great run in it for a while. People say, dude, you know, the league's more important. Well, of course it is. We realise that. But we want to do well in it. We want to go as far as we can. If you want to do that, you face tough games and encounters and challenges. And this is one on Saturday, but one that we can look forward to now.
No, absolutely. And just a final call.
get yourself down to Victory Park. Obviously, do check social media before setting off to your match this weekend. We are recording these interviews on Thursday. But you're going to need that away following this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, I believe there's a few going. We're quite well supported at away games. I'm sure there'll be more than the average there on Saturday, because it's a ground that a lot of them won't have been to. So our support will be good. It's mine and the players' job to make sure that we can make it as good a day as possible.
Great stuff. Well, Neil Baker, manager of Leek Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. A big good luck this weekend, and catch up very soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leek Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And finally, for this week's interviews with regards to the FA Trophy, let's go to Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets of the West Division will be travelling to Spennymoor Town of the National League North on Saturday in the second round of the FA Trophy. And let's hear the mood at the Cheshire side now ahead of this game. And on Thursday, I caught up with Linnets manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Dave Wilde. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the second round of the FA Trophy, just a big congratulations for the last round. What a result against Belper. We spoke, obviously, before that game, so technically I feel partly responsible for it, obviously. But but congratulations.
You better keep phoning me next time. I want to go to Manchester.
Congratulations. How was your afternoon against Belper?
Yeah, it was a brilliant occasion for the club. Obviously, it's the furthest the club's ever been now, coming into the second round. So it was just a really good day all round. I think we didn't start the game brightly, but I think that was probably the best thing that could have happened to us. We were quite flat for the opening 10-15, and the goal from Belper really galvanised us. So it was a bit frustrating in terms of the fact that we allowed them to come back to 2-2. I thought we were in full control of the game just before they got their equaliser. Luckily, we scored within like 50 seconds of them getting it. So it was a bit of a strange one in terms of performance, but look, at the end of the day, with cup football, I couldn't care less how we win. We won them through. So, brilliant day for the club. It was a great gate, and it's just helped us to sort of continue our sort of self-belief within the camp. You know, I'm a firm, solid believer that this group of lads can do pretty much anything they want, if I'm completely honest. It's probably the best group I've worked with in terms of sort of like togetherness and, you know, willingness to do stuff for each other and, you know, just team bond, etc. So I'm really pleased for the lads. I'm really pleased for Pete, Jeff and Alan and the rest of the board at Linnets, because they really, really deserve some credit and good time for the club, because ultimately without them there wouldn't be Runcorn Linnets after what happened with Runcorn Halton. So it's been a good ride, a good journey, and obviously we just want to try our best to keep it going now.
Yeah, and it's been a good bit of form since that game as well. There's been a couple of twists and turns, but certainly unbeaten heading into the Spennymoor match. And how pleasing is that as well? Obviously there was the Clitheroe victory, 1874 Northwich. I know they got a late equaliser, but then you're bouncing back straight away against Kidsgrove Athletic. You beat Chester as well in the Cheshire Senior Cup. So the form is good heading into Spennymoor.
Yeah, we're in a good place. We've lost one game in 16, which is, well, it's really good, to be fair, isn't it? We played Workington. We were 1-0 up in the 91st minute and lost 2-1. So take that out of the equation, and we're sort of looking at 17 games. Well, it's 17 games minus 2 minutes where we're unbeaten. So, yeah, we're in a really good place at the minute. We're in a really good run of form. And you know what? It's not, I can't take any of the credit. It's all the players. They've been unbelievable. Everything that we ask them to do, they do. They keep themselves in really good condition. We've had a lot of luck. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we haven't, because, you know, we've been really lucky with injuries. When we've picked up the odd injury, it's been a knock as opposed to a big issue. Ultimately, for a successful season, you need a little bit of luck as well. So, we're in a really good run of form. Obviously, we want to keep that going for as long as we can. And listen, we're going up there. And I'll say this to anyone, and it's not, I hope it doesn't come across arrogance. I'm really, really not. I'm not like that. I hope it comes across like this. But like, we're going up there to win. I've got so much self-confidence in the team that, you know, lots of people are asking, oh, are you going up there to sort of damage limitation or enjoy the day sort of thing? But absolutely not. We're looking at going there and getting ourselves into the third round.
Yeah, we keep catching up ahead of FA Trophy games because it's such a long run for a club at step four to get to the second round proper. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual challenge against Spennymoor? Because The best of seasons. Obviously, Jason Ainsley's gone back in charge now, but it would still be an upset. But it's one you could see coming potentially. But how'd you become that banana skin?
I just think we've got a group of lads that all believe in themselves and believe in the collective, and we don't mind being an underdog. This is our fifth tie in the cup. I think is this Fenimore's first? Are they just coming in at this round, aren't they?
I think so.
So we've done five trips. We've beat Workington away, but then we had North Shields away, which is a tough, tough tie. Went up there and won. And then since then, we've obviously beat Ossett, which is a good side, and Belper from the division above. So we've proven that we can mix it with teams on their grounds, and we can mix it with teams from leagues above. So I'm not going up there remotely fearful. They've obviously got real, real quality in the side. I'm not stupid. You know, Taylor up front and Lafudu at right back. They took Reece Kendall from Matlock in at left back. I think he's cup tied for the fixture, but you know, that's a player of real quality. And they've got Dan Greenfield, who we had when I was at Matlock as well. So I know bits and bats about them. We had someone watching at Chorley, and I've got video footage of them from other games this season. So I know enough about, or we know enough about them to go up there and cause an upset. But like I say, it's, you know, it could be anyone. I say this all the time, like we could draw Man City in the FA Cup and I'd be going up there trying to win. I'm never, ever, ever going to be a manager who says, oh, it's just great to be here, because that goes against everything I believe in, because I do it football management, and everyone who's involved with me knows that I do it to win. So it's a great test for the players. It's a great test for the club. It's a great test for us in the dugout to test ourselves against clubs higher. And it's a good opportunity to sort of see where we're at as a group. You know, we want to push the club forward going forward. We want to get into the NPL, and you know, there's hopes and dreams and aspirations to get the club back to the National League levels. Whether that's me who manages it or whether it's just the club. So it's a good opportunity to test and see where we're at with it.
No, great stuff. And one game at a time and all that, Dave, but you've got Mac on Tuesday as well, haven't you? So this is what it's all about, though, isn't it? Back-to-back games like this, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. Well, we were saying that this time, you know, last Tuesday we had Chester, Spennymoor and Mac back-to-back. So we've not had, it's not been a smooth 7 days. But, you know, like say, look, if, you know, I've got aspirations in within football, so these are the sort of things that you've got to get used to. I want to manage it. I want to work at National League levels and above. So I've got to get used to play, or need to get used to having the challenge of teams like Chester and Spennymoor and Macclesfield back-to-back. So I think it brings out the best in me, the staff and the players. We do things right anyway, we always do. But, you know, we've sort of really stepped it up a little bit over the last sort of 10 days to 2 weeks in terms of recovery and preparation for it. And no one's getting an easy ride at the minute. And I think it's good for us as a group as well, because we're obviously in a really good run. It's keeping the players on the toes for these three fixtures, because every single player wants to be involved in all three games. So you've seen the competition and the quality go up at training. You've seen it in games, and you know, ultimately that's what it's about. So listen, I'm under no illusions. I'm not look, as much as I'd love to go win the whole thing, it's unrealistic. But you know, whilst we're in it, we're going to try our best to win every game. So yeah, it's been a wild week, and then get to Spennymoor, see what comes from that, and then on to Tuesday with Macclesfield. But yeah, it's been a wild one, but this is what we do it for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dave Wild, manager of Runcorn, it's a big, big good luck against Spennymoor on Saturday. All the best as well for Macclesfield and Ramrie after that as well. And big thank you for joining us, and catch up very soon.
Of course, not a problem. Hopefully speak to you in the next round.
Dave Wilder, manager of Runcorn Linnets, speaking to me on Thursday. So, just a reminder of those matches: Fylde against Colne, Chester against Lancaster City, Chorley taking on Leek Town, Marine and Scarborough going head-to-head. Then we've got the All-NPL affairs of Matlock Town against Mash United and Warrington Town against Geisler. And finally, just spoke about it there, Spennymoor Town against our very own Runcorn Linnets. Big good luck to everyone from the Northern Premier League this weekend in the FA Trophy. But to close things off on this week's NPL show, let's have a few interviews with regards to Step 4. We obviously had the Step 4 show last week. We've spoken to some Step 4 clubs this week. Let's speak to some more. Why not? And we're going to start off talking about the Midlands division now. Last week, we heard from the league leaders at the time, Hills, Owen Town. We also heard from the team in second, who happen to now be the leaders of that division, Stamford. Let's go to the team currently sitting fifth in the Midlands division. That's Boldmere St Michael's. And on Thursday evening, I caught up with the manager at the club. It's a big welcome back to the show to Neil Kitchen.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And the last time we spoke, it was just before, the start of the season. And here you are with Bodmer St. Michael's, a new level of the game for the club. Fifth, 4 points inside the playoffs. Not too far off the league leaders, if the truth be known. I mean, it's been a very good start. What's the mood like at the club at the moment?
Oh, well, it's really good. Obviously, we had a good start, really good start, and won a couple of rounds in the FA Cup as well. And the whole club really was on a winning feeling going into the new season. But we've maintained that. It wasn't just a good winning start. We've progressed through to, I think we've played 15 or 16 games now, and we're in and around at the top. And we've been a match for everybody, and won some big games against the Hells Owens of this world, you know, and some big games that we picked 3 points up in and done well. And the mood around the camp's really good. It's really bubbly. Really, really good.
I was just looking back at the results and you know, that win there against Hales Owen Town. And I know you were beaten by Stamford, but you know, only just. And, yeah, you know, that draw against Spalding in the last outing as well. So, I mean, where are your expectations at? I probably asked you this question back in August, but yeah, now we're in November. There's a lot more data on the board, isn't there, for this answer?
Yeah, there is. So, yeah. We played some of the big guns, you know. The Hales Owen game at home, we deserved to win on the night. We were excellent. Stamford away, really difficult opposition. In my opinion, you know, they're the best side we've played in the division. And anybody that finishes above them will get promoted. I think they're real title favourites. But on the day, we were unlucky. Late on in the game, we perhaps should have got something out of it. And Spalding on Saturday, we came away really, really disappointed. We haven't won the game. Good chances. We're winning late on and conceded a late goal via an individual mistake. But again, really gave a good account of ourselves. So three, you know, big fixtures. Another one coming up this Saturday against Corby, you know, fifth versus sixth. So, you know, a big game. One that we're really hopeful that he's on, obviously, because of the weather first. But two, that we can get points in. And we just want to keep doing what we're doing. The remit is just to keep winning football matches. We haven't come into this division just to have a look and finish mid-table and hold our own. We've come in to try and win it. That was the thought process. That was what we were saying to the players. We got promoted last year. The club's used to winning. The players are used to winning. It's 90% the same squad as last season, you know, barring three or four new faces. And we want to finish as high up that table as we possibly can. So there'll be nobody within the squad, within the club, taking the foot off the pedal and just putting up with mid-table, you know, a mid-table position. We want to keep winning and trying to push the top teams.
And you mentioned the Corby game already, but that and how big it is, but it really is a big game. And that shows you, all credit to the club, that this is a big game. Because, you know, Corby, you know, a few years ago were levels above this, and here you are on an equal footing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, and a good side, well-backed, big crowd. Be a big game and a tough, tough test for us, but we've had these tough tests, like I say, against Spalding, against Hales Owen, against Stamford, and we've given a real good account of ourselves, and we're in good form. We've got individual players that are all in good nick, but collectively as a team, we're playing well, and you know, we look strong defensively. We look like we're a threat going forward. We've got goals in us, and we relish it. You know, we're against these big sides. We're always the underdog as well. You know, little old Bournemouth St. Michael's, you know, get underestimated a little bit, I think, Ben. So that works in our favour. And Saturday will be no different. We'll be the underdog against a big Corby outfit backed by 500 or 600 fans, and we'll go and have a right good go.
And then you've got Coles after that, and they're in seventh.
That's,
I mean, just a closing thought, Neil, just about this level of the game and just how, you know, like you said, you beat Hales Owen, you take it on Corby this weekend. It's going really well. You're in the playoff positions. How much are you enjoying it this
That's
season?
Brilliant. It's fantastic. You know, and the fact that we've come into the division and done really well and we're winning, the atmosphere around the place is unreal. You know, it's 18 months ago we were you know, step five football club trying to get out with a plan to get out of step five, to get into step four. Now we're challenging, you know, at the top of step four to potentially have a little go at the playoffs for step three. It's unreal, really. Everybody's on a high. I'm loving it. It's really, really good. Club deserves it. The people that run the club, the people that that have been in and around the club for years. They can't believe the success we're having at the minute, and they're really riding with it. They're loving it, and we just want to continue it, keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. You're doing a cracky job, Neil. We're not even mentioned the Birmingham Senior Cup win against Solihull Moors as well. I mean, blimey, that's a result too.
It was. It was a good result. I mean, Solihull did put some of their younger lads in under-20s, under-21s and 18, 19-year-olds, so it wasn't a first-team opposition. But again, you know, a good performance, good result.
Yeah, cracky stuff. Neil Kitchen, manager of Boldmere St Michael's, keep up the excellent work. A big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show, and a big good luck in these matches against Corby and Coleshill in the coming weeks. And catch up very soon.
Cheers, appreciate it, Ben. Thank you, mate.
Neil Kitchen there, manager of Boldmere St Michael's, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the East Division now and catch up with Worksop Town. A fantastic victory for Worksop on Tuesday evening. A 4-1 win against Stocksbridge Park Steels sees Worksop now 3 points behind league leader Stockton Town. Worksop having two games in hand. So let's hear more now on the mood at the Nottinghamshire side. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Worksop Town manager. Here's Craig Parry. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that Tuesday night game against Stocksbridge Park Steels. Quite an eventful evening and a fantastic scoreline in the end. How was your night?
Yeah, obviously, well, good win, especially the reaction of the lads after going 1-0 down. So we're pleased with the 4-1 victory. We felt we could have done a little bit better in the second half, trying to get more goals, kind of took the foot off the pedal a little bit. But overall, you know, a win's a win and we're happy with it, and on to the next game.
Now, we obviously caught up, I think, last month, and we were touching upon the league form at that point. It's still a remarkable run you're on. Just one defeat in the league this season and one draw in that as well. 11 victories. It's quite a phenomenal run you're on. What's the secret? I'm asking for a few other managers in the league.
nothing really. Just trying to stick to his philosophy and where we believe football should be played to try and get us in the top five, really. You know, I have to give a huge pat on the back to the players, obviously, to them that's out there crossing the white lines, but they're doing exactly what we ask them to do, delivering. They're a great bunch, they've got great attitudes, and so far so good. But, you know, look, we're only 13 games in, a long, long way to go, especially in this tough month. So it's not something we're looking at in the league at the minute. We're just taking game by game and see where we end up at the end of this month.
I mean, we have I'll get to the upcoming fixtures in a second, but we have this cliche thing. We always, it's like a running joke we've had for the past 10 years on the show. Would you rather have points on the board or games in hand? You've had loads of games in hand because of the various cup competitions you've been in, but now we're starting to see that the league position starting to reflect the form. That's easier said than done, though, isn't it? Because you know you're out of cup competitions, and then you have to get back to the bread and butter. So I mean, that makes the run even more impressive, I think.
Yeah, it's a difficult, like I say, a difficult month, so difficult fixes in there. Any manager would always tell you to have points on the board then, and games in hand, but we've still got to win these games and take as many points as we can. So it's difficult at the minute, but we're coming through good so far, and let's hope we continue this and try and, like I said, get to the end of the month with as many points on the board. Let's see where we are from there, and then we can kind of put us direction into December, January.
I mean, coming up, obviously, you've got North Shields this weekend. You're my last interview this week. We've had 9 managers on the show. You're my last interview. Recording this on Friday. I can confirm, dear listener, it's been raining all the way through this show recording over the last few days. Fingers crossed this game's on Saturday. North Shields at home. Tadcaster on Tuesday. Then another Saturday game, Grantham away, and it's Saturday, Tuesday. That's the downside, isn't it? And that's what we're talking about here. You've got to get these fixtures played. So what's the mood in the treatment room like at the moment? Have you got a good selection of players available for this run that you've got now?
Yeah, we're carrying a decent squad, and we've rotated really well. You know, I think we made a really good point this year in making sure that we just didn't have a strong starting 11. We had a strong squad, which could cope with any circumstances that came our way. And, you know, this is one. You know, we do have a lot of knocks in there. It's hard to not give the lads rest on certain days. You know, this week we've given Thursday off, albeit they've had to do a certain length of run that we channel and look at the GPS and the results that come in. So we do keep them ticking over, but in a more of a cool-down side of things, so we can get them all fit and ready and back onto the pitch on Saturday. So we're pretty happy with where things are, pretty happy with people that are flitting inside, the medical room and out, and you know, the physio at the minute, Jordan, and the management team are doing really well to manage their game time and situations in between all the games, and making sure that we've got as fully strength squad as we possibly can get to each game.
And just looking slightly further ahead, just in the distance, there's this game with Stockton Town looming as well in December. And last season, the East Division was, well, it was pretty famous, wasn't it, for Liversidge and Mask United. The pair of them just taking shots at each other without getting beat or anything like that all the way through the season. You know, they've only lost two games, you've only lost one. It's shaping up like it's mirroring that. There is a long way to go. It's a tough league with plenty of competition. Yeah. But I mean, what's your thoughts on how this title race is shaping up? I know what you're going to say. You have only played 13 games, but it's still exciting.
Yeah, sure. We're trying to not get ahead of ourselves, and we're definitely not listening to any hype or anything around us. It's just ticking games off as we play them and see where we end up. And you know, the Stockton game at home in the near future, it's just 3 points. I know it's probably not what you want to hear, but, you know, I think there's still going to be a lot of twists and turns further down the line that one game ain't going to make a difference over the season, you know. So it is obviously shaping up to be an interesting league, but there's so many points to play for at the minute. It's probably asked me the same question again in February and March.
It's a deal. I will. That's all right, Craig. But just before you go, we've mentioned the form. It's entertaining stuff as well. I mean, you know, a really good FA Cup run. The goal scoring of Liam Hughes and that man Liam Harder. I mean, it's good stuff, isn't it? And that must be great for the supporters to watch as well.
Yeah, definitely. We don't hide away from the fact that we'd rather win 5-4 than 1-0 or anything from that. We pride ourselves on setting the team up every single week and to go and be the opposition and be them well. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So far, it's gone well for us, which has helped us with the goal difference, which I believe, you know, will play a big part in the future. And also, obviously, once you're scoring goals and doing things right, then obviously it brings excitement and joy to the fans. And, you know, hopefully so far we've done that. Hopefully they're enjoying the ride and hopefully let's make it continue.
Great stuff. Well, Craig Parry, manager of Worksop Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us on this week's show. Have a good weekend and keep up the excellent work.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Thank you.
Craig Parry there, manager of Worksop Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And for our last interview on this week's show, let's go to the West Division and to Workington AFC. Currently sitting third in the league table. A very good result last weekend against Widnes with two late goals to take the points at Borough Park. And let's hear more now from the Cumbrians. And on Thursday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Workington's Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big welcome back to the show. And first, let's have a little catch up with the last round of results in the West Division. A 2-1 win against Widnes doesn't tell the full story of that game, especially the closing stages. I mean, what's your thoughts after that victory against Widnes?
A big three points. I think obviously we weren't at the races in the first half, and Widnes probably should have been more ahead at half time than 1-0. I think obviously the second half we were a lot better, and we were able to pin Widnes back and limit them to sort of very few chances and breakaways in the second half. But obviously to score two goals in stoppage time, it's a great buzz obviously for the fans and for the players and the staff. And obviously it's a hard one to take for Widnes, because obviously they came up with a game plan and they almost got the points with it. So look, on another day we'd have lost the game, there's no hiding from that. I'm always honest enough to say when my team plays well and we deserve wins, but our first half showing on Saturday, we were nowhere near it, and we were lucky enough to sort of keep going and plugging away, and we got what we got 3 points out of the game in the end of it.
And it continues a good run at the minute, just one defeat in 10, following that 3-0 win against Glossop as well. The defeat came against Macclesfield, and plenty of teams are going to lose against Macclesfield this year. So, I mean, how pleased generally are you with the current run of form at the club?
Yeah, the run of form's good. And I think, obviously, like you say, we've dropped points at home against Leek and City Liverpool. In both games, I think we've done enough to win the game. On another day, we'd have won them. And again, even when we went to Macclesfield, we missed a penalty at 2-1 down, and I think that changes the whole complex of the game. We were on top at that point, and I genuinely do believe we'd have gone on and won the game. But again, when you look at performances on from Saturday, and you sort of get out of jail with that, you obviously evens itself out through the season. So, look, I'm happy with the run of form. The players are performing really well at the moment, especially last week against Glossop, probably one of our best performances for a long time, especially after the midweek disappointment of Macclesfield. But we've just got to keep it going now. As I said to you earlier in the season, it's a strong league this year, and teams are going to take points off each other. So if you can get a run of games like we have at the moment, where we're one defeat in 10 or 11, then like I say, it's a big plus for us, and that's why we're up in and around the promotion hunt, because of that run of form.
And that's was going to be my question about where you see things at the minute, because you're 6 points inside the playoffs at the moment, but 6 points behind Macclesfield as well for top spot. So in a kind of weird limbo at the moment, very much in the playoffs, but just tantalising and looking up, can you get involved in the title race? It's a decent position to be in this side of Christmas, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I think obviously when you look at the start of our season, I think we had 3 defeats in our first 6 games, so it was nowhere near the start that we needed. And I think obviously we've really turned the corner since dropping points to Clitheroe at home on Bank Holiday Monday. So look, we never look too far ahead. We've just got to look at ourselves and keep doing what we do. And if teams drop points, and it gives us a bit of a cushion in the playoffs, if it gives us a chance to catch the teams above us, then so be it. But there'll be a lot of twists and turns between now and the end of the season, and a lot of good teams will drop points, and there'll be some changes here and there in the league. I've got no doubt about it.
We caught up just at the start of September the last time, Danny, and obviously, like you said, I mean, you just get yourself back into things. But a couple of months on, how much are you enjoying the role at Workington and being on this wave at the moment of decent results?
Yeah, obviously, I'm really enjoying the work at the moment. I think obviously the boys are there. We've got a settled squad. You see a lot of clubs signing players left, right, and centre, and big changes elsewhere. We're quite lucky. We've got a settled squad of sort of 18 to 20. So far, touch wood, we've a run of good form with injuries as well, so we're not too bad. So look, we are where we are, and as I say, things can change very quickly, as we all know. I think obviously just after I'd spoke to you last time, we were sitting around fourth bottom at that time, and we're now sitting third in the league. So there's loads of things that can happen between now and the end of the season, but as I said earlier, we just can concentrate on ourselves, make sure we do our jobs, train properly Tuesday, Thursday, get the work into the boys' legs, and make sure that we're up there fighting come the end of the season.
So Skelmersdale away this weekend, then you've got that game against 1874 Northwich as well, which is quite an important game, I'm going to suggest, based on what I said earlier about that 6 point gap to the playoff line. So I mean, what's your thoughts on these games coming up, based upon what we saw against Widnes at Borough Park, those scenes at the end, that must give you a spring in your step heading into these important games coming up in the league?
Yeah, it does. I think, obviously, it's the second time we've done it now this season, where we've 1-0 down going into added time and win the game 2-1. We've done it earlier against Runcorn. And like I say, we can't keep relying on these late goals. We've got to make sure we do our jobs properly from the first whistle, because we give ourselves a mountain to climb at times. But again, Skelmersdale will be a real tough test. They've won a few games, they've lost a few games, but they're always by their odd goals. So Richie Brodie's obviously getting the team playing how he wants them to play, and getting the players up through the door who he wants. And we know that's going to be a real tough game, and obviously down on the Astro as well. So fingers crossed, obviously we can go down there, get a positive result, and that takes us into a big game against Northwich, as you said. So yeah, we're happy with how we're doing. Training's been really good. We had a great session on Tuesday night, and we're looking forward to training again tonight. And we just need to make sure that, as I say, we prepare properly and go into every game with the right mentality that we need to put in a performance that's going to warrant us getting 3 points. And I never doubt the boys' attitude and things like that, but sometimes, obviously, the nature of the league that we're in, you slip up and you take your foot off the gas ever so slightly, and you can get punished. And luckily for us, we were fortunate to get away with one last week.
Well, Danny Granger, manager of Workington, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck against Skelmersdale in 1874 and all the games up until Christmas. And keep up the excellent work, and catch up very soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Just a reminder, this show is pre-recorded. We recorded most of the interviews this week with the managers on Thursday, and the bit with James was recorded on Wednesday evening. So please do check social media on Saturday before setting off to your game, because it has been raining quite a bit this week. But fingers crossed, all these matches will be on. And for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.